Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves here in hour number two. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for you. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com. We've got over 700 of our listeners that have taken the time to go and plot themselves, to add their little pinpoint to our map. Simply enter your location, your name. You can add a photo of yourself, even a phrase to go along with your entry. It's a lot of fun. And now you can actually specify if you're a male or a female, too. At map.freetalklive.com.
Unless no one could tell by the photo.
Well, it's neat, because then you get a little blue pin or a pink pin, depending on...
That's cute.
Yeah. All right, so Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Also, when you go to freestateproject.org, you're going to want to visit the First 1,000 Pledge. If you think the Free State Project's a good idea, then you're really going to like the First 1,000 Pledge, because the idea is to get 1,000 people to commit to moving sooner rather than later. Because the Free State Project, as its default statement of intent, says you'll go to New Hampshire when the Free State Project reaches 20,000 people. We're currently at about 7,000. You'll go when it reaches 20,000, and once it reaches 20,000, there's a 5-year window that you have to go. The First 1,000 Pledge says you're going to go to New Hampshire by the end of 2008 if another 999 people agree to go with you.
So it's a mini Free State Project for the people that are really...
want to get there sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
So visit freestateproject.org.
Want freedom sooner rather than later, too.
And that's me. So I was the first signer. All right. Al Gore is right.
Huh? What?
Well,
we don't... the internet?
We are not fan. I want to preempt this by saying that we are not fans of the Democrats or the Republicans on this show. I am not a fan of political personalities. I tend to despise them. However, this is an article by Paul Craig Roberts. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is actually somebody that Rush Limbaugh used to read articles from way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a former member of the Reagan administration. In fact, he was the, former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury during the Reagan administration. So this guy was on the Republican side of things in the past. However, he's become a little disenchanted with the entire system. And so here's what he has to say about Al Gore. Former Vice President Al Gore, this is from LouRockwell.com, gave what I believe to be the most important political speech in my lifetime. And the New York Times, the newspaper of record, didn't even report on it. Not even excerpts. For the New York Times, it was a non-event that a former vice president and presidential candidate denied the presidency by one vote of the Supreme Court, challenged the Bush administration for its illegalities, rending of the Constitution, and disrespect for the separation of powers. That was the purpose of his speech.
Mm.
So much for the liberal press that the right-wingers rant about, and they're still ranting about.
Oh, yeah.
I don't listen to most other talk radio, but the occasion that I happen to turn my truck on, they're ranting about the liberal media still.
They do it constantly. That's all they do.
Well, apparently, if there really still is a liberal press, according to Paul Craig Roberts, the New York Times is apparently no longer a member. The Washington Post had a short report on Gore's address at Constitution Hall, but the newspaper, if that's what it is, managed to water down the seriousness and urgency of the message that Gore brought to the country with sneers. Gore's address is the first sign of leadership from the Democratic Party in 6 years. This alone makes it a major news event. But not even his own party took notice. According to reports, only one Democratic senator, Dianne Feinstein, was in the audience. One would have thought the entire Democratic congressional delegation would have turned out in support of Gore's challenge to Bush's extraordinary claims of power. What are they scared of? Has everyone been threatened? I mean, really, this is the kind of article, him pointing this stuff out, mm-hmm. about how the media is not covering any of this, that gives credence to the conspiracy theorists. I mean, really, does the media not think...
The conspiracy theorists have a lot of credence.
Yeah.
I just don't think that anybody believes them.
I know, but look at this. Does the media really not think this is newsworthy, or are they complicit in covering this up? What's your answer? 800-259-5791. So only one Democratic senator showed up for this. The lack of an opposition party makes the media vulnerable to intimidation by a dictatorial-minded administration. The New York Times ownership suppressed for 1 year the leaked information that in the paper's possession that the Bush administration was violating the Surveillance Act. and was spying on Americans without court warrants. Had the New York Times not placed a gag in its reporter's mouth and suppressed the story for that entire year, Bush might have gone down in defeat as the new Richard Nixon. Clearly, the New York Times is failing its obligations of free as a free press. Remember that? They just held on to that information. Okay, now we'll let it go. Now that the election's over, right? Bush is angry at the New York Times, by the way, and at the government officials who leaked the story that Bush illegally spied on American citizens. Both might be prosecuted for making Bush's illegal behavior public. By ignoring Gore's speech, is the New York Times signaling to Bush that the newspaper is willing to be a lapdog in exchange for not being prosecuted? With the U.S. media now highly concentrated in a few corporate hands, has the Democratic Party reached the conclusion that opposition is no longer possible? Once Bush places Sam Alito on the Supreme Court, he'll have a high court majority, friendly to his claims that his executive powers are not constrained by congressional statutes or judicial rulings. Once a president is held to be above the law, whether for reasons of his role as commander-in-chief or any other, he can no longer be held accountable. He makes the law. He is the law. I am the law. I am Bush.
George Bush is Judge Dredd.
Conservatives should fear this more than anyone. The separation of powers and our civil liberties are our most precious property rights. They're our patrimony from the Founding Fathers. We're stewards of these rights, which we hold in trust for our descendants. How can any conservative, so-called, fail to realize that Bush's attack on these rights is the ultimate attack on property? It's astonishing to watch conservatives wave the flag while they're transformed into subjects to be dealt with as presidential authority decides. Gore challenged the American people to step up to the task of defending the Constitution, a task which has been abandoned by the media, the law schools, and the Democratic and Republican parties. If we fail, darkness will close around us. Paul Craig Roberts, LouRockwell.com. Now look, I'm sure that if Al Gore was elected again, he'd turn right back into another big government freak. He probably still is if you ask him about the issues. But nonetheless, from what I heard about his speech, he was pretty much on target. And if he really was challenging the American people to step up to the task of demanding that the Constitution be upheld, I got to agree with that. Of course, nobody's going to bother.
Now, I've got to say that I really agreed with the Republicans when they weren't in office, too.
Right.
And
here they are.
You know, I find myself agreeing with Democrats. I certainly don't see myself as a Democrat or anything like it. But I find myself agreeing with them because the opposing party often brings up great points about the party that's in power because they want to be the party that's in power so that they can then screw you.
Yeah.
And it's really just who can screw me and how. And
But nonetheless, I mean, what do you guys think about this? I mean, is the media purposefully suppressing information like this? Is somebody making a decision to not cover these stories for some reason beyond its... I mean,
you don't want to believe it. I mean, maybe someone's making the decision for them.
I don't understand how... I mean, there are big media conglomerates out there, there still are independents. You mentioned, Jason, that you actually did see the story.
This story was in probably the most principled newspaper in the country, the St. Pete Times.
How was it presented? Was it a front-page story? Was it buried?
No, it wasn't exactly buried. It was on the second page.
Good enough.
Yeah, and it was good enough.
Was there a photo?
There was no photo.
Okay. Well, so it was there. I saw an announcement of it in advance. I think I might have seen some coverage of it after the fact. It wasn't huge. It wasn't ground-shaking. And I guess it really, I mean, it was just a press conference. Maybe on the, you know, as far as if you're a news director and you're trying to decide what stories to put on, you want to put on the stories with the action in them, no doubt about that. I mean, if somebody gets shot, if somebody gets kidnapped, murdered,
you know,
people respond to that. So you could sit here and say that this is conspiracy, or you could also just say maybe it's just the news reflecting society. Isn't that what they always say? Does the news create society, or does society create the news, or demand the news? This is what we're demanding. We're demanding the fluff. The people that watch the news like the fluffy crap. And so maybe that's why it was ignored.
That's sort of where I'm at.
Either way, it's dangerous to our future. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from 7 herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time. shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cardiovite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts, over 76,000 post readers have run through, probably more than I haven't looked, probably like 77, and over 1,100 people interacting. It's all for free. Serious issues, fun posts, they're all there, freetalklive.com, so take advantage of that. All right, man, which, let's go to the world's most economically free countries. The Heritage Foundation once a year puts out a very important report, I think. And they actually have competition. There's another organization called the Free the World group that does a similar thing.
I thought Cato did something like that, too.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Where they examine all of the major countries, over 100 of them, around the world, and they look at various different factors of their economic freedom. Sometimes it's, what, property rights? What are some of the factors? Property rights, courts, court freedoms.
It's corruption, trade barriers, taxes, banking restrictions, intellectual property. People's personal property rights.
They take all of these factors. They come up with scores for each one of them. Mm-hmm. They have a system, and then they total out. Overall, who's the most economically free country in the world?
Well, this is a little misleading because the country...
It's not personal freedoms.
No.
It's not social freedoms.
It's not social freedoms.
Economic freedom.
The most economically free place in the world is Hong Kong. It's not, in fact...
Number one again. Year after year. How many years straight now? Does it even say? I mean, it's like a decade.
Say, I would assume it was all of them.
It's been about a decade. Since they've been doing the survey, Hong Kong, mailing it in.
Yeah. It has actually been number one the whole time.
Is Singapore still number two?
Singapore is still number two.
Let's go down the list.
Well, down the list, the Celtic Tiger, Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah. Luxembourg.
Let's number them. We're at number four. Luxembourg.
Number four. Luxembourg is number four. Now, that's an important position, basically, because of their banking rules. And they don't have nearly the tax burden that we do.
Really?
Luxembourg?
Wow.
They don't. They, okay. Their tax burden is, their financial burden is about 75% of what ours is.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
That's what their score is.
Okay.
United Kingdom. Coming in at number five.
Wow.
Number five. Tied for number five, your Reykjavik and mine, Iceland.
Ooh.
Now, what's funny is United States had a great showing in as far as coming in on this list. And
we improved over last year, which is good.
And well, you know, I got to say, we've improved pretty, we've improved
we were number
more
13 last year.
This year than we have in a decade.
And well, we've been falling. For the past several years.
Well, it's the first year of syndication of Free Talk Live.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
Perhaps. You know, the thing is...
Well, we'll find out in 2007.
You know, if you're just looking at this from the outside, you're saying, United States number nine, coming in just behind Estonia and Denmark.
Yeah.
Not so good.
Estonia is a former Soviet Union state.
Now, and one that's... certainly embracing capitalism and those
good for them.
But and we're moved up from number 12.
Wait, did you say we were number 9 or number 10? What are we this year?
We are number 9.
Oh, we're number 9.
Oh,
okay.
But we're in the top 10, I think is what I told you previously. I'd also like to qualify it that our previous position was 12. And the ones that are occupying number 12 are, we're tied, by the way, with Australia and New Zealand.
Uh-huh. So it's a three-way tie.
Three-way tie with a 1.84 score for...
What's that mean?
It's an average of these. Rate them on 1 to 5 for these different things. I'll tell you what those things are in a second. But we are
the top five. I want to do the bottom five, though. I want to know who's the worst.
I will,
worst.
But I want to go through a bunch of things here. I got a bunch of crap to tell you.
All right.
So number 12 is with the position we previously had, which is now filled by Canada, which has a 1.85 score. We have a 1.84 score.
Uh-huh.
Number 9, not much better than number 12.
Got it.
Yep. Okay? And so there is no number 10, and there's no number 11 because Australia and New Zealand are all tied for 9 with
us.
See. So it goes from 9 to 12, and then that's also Canada.
Where's Switzerland?
And Finland.
Where's Switzerland? We were tied with them last year, I think.
We were tied with them?
I think.
That sounds about right because that's what we've moved. They've moved 1 point up. We've moved... 6 points up. So 1.89, Switzerland moved a point up to 15.
Okay.
But, everybody's gotten a little freer according to this, the numbers.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I don't know if it's so true. it's just, we can write it in countries in any old place. And I'll tell you about the factors in just a second. The bottom five, we have to exclude a few of them that didn't get rated.
But the bottom five ranked.
No, well, let me tell you the ones that didn't get rated.
Okay.
The unrated are Iraq.
They probably couldn't get in.
Yeah. Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. I don't know why. Probably slaughtering each other in some old tribal war. The Sudan, which is in fact slaughtering each other. This is the Muslims versus the Christians in Sudan, largest country in Africa, I believe. Serbia and Montenegro. I know that they've had a lot of problems. I can't tell you why they're not in the list. Not rated.
You know, I wonder, man, would you think that this news would shock somebody? You know, somebody like Marsha? Who would come across the information that the Heritage Foundation, which is, by the way, a conservative think tank group, that the Heritage Foundation, who you would think would have an incentive to kind of pad the numbers, make it look like the United States was doing well, that we would be number 9 in the world. Do you think that would shock some people in America? Like the people that believe we're the best country in the world,
yeah,
no
I
doubt
it,
about
I think
it,
they
hands
would
down.
Find it shocking.
Yeah.
I think they might find it a little shocking.
Okay. Bottom five.
Okay, bottom five. Coming in with straight fives across the board, North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Kim Jong-il.
Coming in right behind them, right in front of them would be Iran with a 4.51. Now, that means you've got a pretty bad score.
Yeah.
These are the people that have, you know, this is the not free. These
that's pretty amazing, though. I mean, that's a huge, I mean, if you think about it, there's only so many, there's only so much room between the points, so... If the second-to-last country is a 4.5 and North Korea is a 5, that's a big jump in just terribleness right there. That's a half a point. That's significant.
It is.
And there's significantly more freedom in Iran than there is in North Korea from
there
the way that sounds.
Absolutely is. I think everybody would agree.
Yeah.
And
Kim Jong-il is the illest.
Yeah.
He's illin.
Burma. Coming in 4.46, Zimbabwe 4.23, Libya 4.16, tied with Venezuela.
All places you should stay away from.
Yeah, awful places. I'd like to just go through the rest of the repressed countries. There's just a
do
few more.
To?
Yeah, okay. You do. Belarus, another of the
former
Soviet states.
Obviously, they didn't learn their lesson.
No. Cuba coming in at 4.10.
That'd be interesting. I'm sorry. It'd be interesting to compare. To actually find out why Estonia, you know, what did they do in Estonia to bring themselves up? And what did they do wrong in Belarus?
I haven't had a chance to pore over this thing. I wish I have had. I personally have some problems with the ratings. I'm not altogether comfortable with it. For instance, let's see. The last of the repressed places: Cuba, Laos, Turkmenistan, Haiti.
Are they in a
Nigeria.
Category called repressed?
That's exactly where they are. Precisely. Let's see. Let me go back here. One more thing I want to talk to you about. Okay, the fiscal burden on America is probably our biggest problem. We got a 3.9, basically a 4. On a scale of 1 to 5, 4, pretty freaking bad.
When you say fiscal burden, you mean the burden of government. The burden of
government
regulation,
on,
the burden of taxation.
On people.
On our freedom to create wealth for ourselves.
We could make ourselves number one pretty easily.
By getting the government out of people's lives.
Yeah.
800-259-5791. That's how it is. Hong Kong, handing us our ass. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841. 3841.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property. And a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Live 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. Right now we're talking about the Free the World. No, actually this isn't Free the World. This is the Heritage Foundation Index of Economic Freedom, where every year they examine all of the countries around the world, over 100 of them, and they rank them based on a variety of economic freedom factors, and they give you the rundown of who's the most free country in the world, or free place, okay? I know you don't like calling Hong Kong a country.
I don't. It's not because they're not a country.
They're not really. But they're pretty much untouched by China. I mean, China, remember we read that article about Hong Kong a little while back that they went into a restaurant and they just asked some chick that was working there, they asked her if the government even showed itself around there? She said no, they just hide in their offices. The Chinese government, they've got some communist offices there in Hong Kong, but they don't come out.
Well, the Chinese government doesn't seem to do much in China either.
No.
But,
and thank goodness they've kept their hands off of Hong Kong since they took control back from the British in 1997. And
they get to ride the dragon in the sense that, you know, they can reap all these taxes, and their tax burden isn't as large on their population as it is on ours. But, you know, there's all of this money's coming in, and if we don't, you know, do too much, we just get to keep the money.
Yeah.
It's great. We get the free money.
And if anything, Hong Kong...
God, I wish our politicians would just do that. Just take the money, guys.
You know, I'd be interested to know, where does China rank on that list? Can you pull that up?
Yeah.
Now, the bad thing about this list is it doesn't list it next to last year's rankings. You know, sometimes on a ranking chart, it'll show last year was at this, you know, at this point. So I'd be interested to know where China has been in the last 10 years. Have they been moving up?
I can look at what their particular format is on the chart, but it's still going to take me a second.
That's okay. I'm just curious about that because I feel like the impression that I've gotten from some of the articles that I've read is that China seems to be moving in a more free market direction. Slowly. They seem to be moving in a more free market.
That's
direction.
How it sounds.
There's still a lot of suppression of ideas. There's still a lot of terrible things going on over there, no doubt about it. I mean, there was just a story not too long ago about a massacre on the part of the Chinese government because people were protesting about eminent domain over there. So it's certainly not a perfect country, but I just have this feeling like
they've moved 40 points, over 40 points in almost in since 95 to 2006.
Oh, you can pull up the history.
Yes.
So they moved up 40 points.
40 points.
That's pretty good.
We have...
Where are they at right now?
The points is 3.34 versus our 1.84, I believe.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And I think that everyone would agree that China is getting freer and that the United States...
we moved up this year.
It says we moved, and that's what I have the problem with, is I'm not sure that I see this stuff. Maybe it's not everything.
Maybe it's very subtle.
Maybe it is subtle. There's a lot. Pretty much everything I see. For instance, we got a.
And these guys are researchers. You know, they're doing the work.
I know they
they're
are.
Just a dude.
I know they are. But for instance, but I'm a dude who looks at the news.
Okay.
Every day, it's my job to look at the news, and
the news doesn't reflect economic freedom at all. It just
let me make my point here.
Okay.
Property rights, for instance, we got a one. We got a big one in property rights. That's the highest score you can get.
And how could that happen with the Kilo versus New London?
Can you think of anything that happened in 2005 that might have adversely affected property rights in the United States? Like a couple of cases, eminent domain abuse by the government?
It's totally possible that in these other countries there is no guaranteed
life
private property.
Life sucks that much more?
Right.
Okay. fine.
Like where we've taken a hit on property freedom, but it hasn't been a big enough of a hit to put anybody else in front of us.
We've essentially, we're about the same as we were in 2003. Can you think of anything that's happened in 2003 that might have hindered, or say, our economic growth, like a war? For instance, it says here, tax cuts. We've had tax cuts. Come on, tax cuts my foot.
That is crap.
We've had this huge, huge deficit.
That's party line stuff.
It is. It says, subsequent moves to deregulate.
I'd like
taxes,
to see what Free the World follows says.
A stable monetary policy.
Yeah.
Do we have a stable monetary policy?
No, we don't.
Sure, if you don't believe in...
if you think a house of cards is stable.
if you don't believe in a money monetarily backed or a metal-backed monetary system.
I'd like somebody to verify Walt's claim earlier, because Walt claimed the euro was partially backed by gold. I find that hard to believe.
But
it may explain why it's more valuable. It makes sense, because we're losing to it, aren't we? The dollar isn't losing to the euro as far as value. And
I've heard things like that China's going to drop all its dollars to get euros. I don't know.
I find it hard to believe.
I've talked to a couple of guys who actually are in the money buying industry, and they're like, heck no. That'd be nuts. That's not what's going to happen. It's not where my money is. They just didn't make any sense to them. And, most Americans don't have the opportunity to talk to options brokers about foreign currency trading on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I happen to know two guys really well that are into this stuff. So
there you go. There's the economic freedom, the Heritage Foundations. You're right. I mean, Manwich, there's certainly some questionable aspects to it, and that's probably reflective.
Some questionable aspects. I think the whole list is bunk.
Oh, come on. I'm not ready
there's
to go.
There's no
I'm
doubt
not ready
that
to go
Hong
that
Kong is more
well, really, what's the standard? Well, okay, Hong Kong. But beside Hong Kong, what's the standard? What is the standard for economic freedom?
Well, Hong Kong doesn't get perfect score.
They don't get a perfect score, but they're number one.
They are number one. And if one is to believe that, in fact, well, they do different. They have different stuff here.
They have qualifiers, I'm sure.
Let's look at fiscal burden, where we do the most poorly. You can go on here and you can look up our fiscal burden, and they'll tell you about what it is that they rate.
And I think it's somewhat accurate because of the Free the World report, which is the competing report, which does have a different order for the countries. But Hong Kong's still number one on the Free the World report.
Well, I think that pretty much everybody would be pretty clear on that.
And Singapore, I believe, is still number two on the Free the World report as well. Now, Singapore, terrible place to live for personal freedoms.
Oh, yeah. Unless you like getting flogged or caned
for chewing gum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty rough.
Chewing gum is a prescription drug over in Singapore, as I understand it. You actually have to have some sort of I don't know if it's exactly a prescription, if that's how it works, but there's some sort of permission slip that you need to have.
And if you chew that gum and you take it out of your mouth and put it on the ground, you are going to get whomped on.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, let me tell you about fiscal burden. We decided to pick one of the categories that they rate in. To measure the fiscal burden of a government imposes on its citizens, the authors examine both marginal tax rates and the year-to-year change in the level of government expenditures as a percent of gross domestic product.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? I don't know. The marginal tax rate confronting an individual.
Hold on. I read it again, and I'll explain it to you.
Okay. It's the authors examine both marginal tax rates and the year-to-year change of the level of government expenditures as a percentage of the gross domestic product.
So they're looking at the amount of government spending as a percentage of the total country's economy.
Right.
Which is tremendous, by the way. We looked at that a few days ago on the show. Remember when we calculated the amount that government takes from us, the $2 trillion there, plus the cost of all the regulations,
mm-hmm.
where the total amount was over half of the economy in this country?
Yeah. And I don't feel like, we got a four. They couldn't get much. They can't rate us much worse.
Okay, go on.
For. Okay, let's see. That's what remains is the rewards of the effort. The higher the price of the effort for entrepreneurship, the lower the rewards, and the less of it will be undertaken. Higher tax rates interfere with the inability of individuals to pursue their goals in the marketplace.
Right. In fact, John Stossel illustrated this on one of his shows a while back, where he went to Hong Kong and he tried to open a business there. It was so easy. He filled out one form and he was able to open up a kiosk in a mall.
That's nice.
And compared that to, for instance, I think it was India, where it would have taken him like 7 years in order to get the approval.
Unless you're crooked.
Yeah, more on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live. We'll talk about intellectual property coming up.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Lots of ladies, dozens of them, have sent us their photographs. Not just any photo, but one specifically taken in order to prove that they are who they claim to be. We call it validation. You can learn more about it at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Yeah, Free Talk Live. And be creative. Ever seen Blue Lagoon?
Whoa, hey now. I don't know what that's all about.
Hey, it's just a suggestion.
All right, let's go to... Are we done
like
with
naked
this,
people.
Are we done with this economic freedom thing? I think we're pretty much done with it.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, it's...
We should be number one.
We sure should.
If we really are the freest country in the world, then we should be number one.
Well, you know, it's funny that the fiscal burden of Canada is like almost half of what the United States is.
Amazing.
Now they've got socialized medicine up there,
right?
And we don't.
Not that we want it.
No. We're spending. What are we spending this money on, though?
Military.
It's military.
Oh, yeah.
It's the securing of the world. You know, it's our empire.
We're not securing the world at all. We're putting everybody in danger. I mean, we're putting especially ourselves at danger, but of course nobody realizes that in the government.
I'm not sure I completely agree with that, but I would say that it is wrong to make us pay for it.
Well, they just don't realize that they're poking a rattlesnake with a stick.
Right.
Poking a rattlesnake with a stick.
When there wasn't somebody out there securing the high seas, as it were, we had pirates. You know, now that we...
Yeah, but it was the responsibility of the merchants to secure themselves.
It was, and I agree that it is their... Right. It should be their responsibility, but we don't have pirates now.
Yeah, we do.
Really? Are you kidding? There are still pirates out there.
There are, absolutely.
What do you mean? They fly the flags of countries now? What do you
mean? No. There really are pirates.
Very, very few.
Just
South,
not in
South Pacific.
That's correct.
Well,
Singapore.
Those are the kind of places where a man can really disappear.
Yeah.
But the piracy is not the problem that it was.
No, it's not a problem, but it's still out there.
No, sure. There's piracy goes on in the Caribbean, too. I mean,
I wonder if they fly the Jolly Roger.
That'd be great.
What does a modern pirate ship look like? I'd be interested to see that. All right. 800-259-5791.
As little like a pirate ship as possible.
Since we're being international tonight, let's go to an international email from Nicholas in France about intellectual property. Hi, guys. I'd like to remind Ian that he doesn't believe in intellectual property and therefore should refrain from trying to legitimize it time after time. He makes it clear that he doesn't believe that the government should be involved in protecting it and that he considers such legal protection a legal monopoly, but he still seems to like the idea of intellectual property as such. There's nothing wrong with Ian's approach so long as he doesn't use force to impose his view onto others, which fortunately he doesn't. And I gotta clarify that I don't believe in intellectual property. I just think that if you believe in intellectual property, you should find a way to protect it.
You can contract for it.
If there really is intellectual property in your mind, then you figure out a way to keep it safe.
I disagree entirely, but I understand where you're coming from.
He has repeatedly stated one has to find other ways to protect one's IP, and I do believe this statement may not be accurate. The very term intellectual property is misleading, as there is no such thing to begin with, at least not in the way it's commonly understood. Let me use a few examples to explain this very simply and hopefully make my position clear in everyone's mind. Number one, a brilliant inventor may come up with a machine capable of changing lead into gold. He now has the knowledge necessary to build such a machine and may also acquire the physical components needed to actually create it. This knowledge is undoubtedly his and may be considered his own intellectual property. Number two, a million miles away and a few years later, another brilliant inventor comes up with that same idea as he also that he also considers his. Will he be denied the right to use that idea because some unrelated person just happened to come up with the same idea at some time before he did? Three,
under our current system, that's how it goes.
How about a casual observer who patiently watched as the original inventor was perfecting his invention, learning everything about it in the process? Will this casual observer be denied the right to use the knowledge that he also has? Those three people have at least one thing in common. They all use their property, their body, and their material resources and put time and effort into acquiring the necessary knowledge. The first two did put an equal amount of effort, supposing that we could objectively measure it. None deprived the others of their knowledge of the property. However, according to intellectual property laws, only one of the three gets to reap the rewards of his work and gets to partially control the property of others.
Well, one of the guys is just the casual observer guy. Well, I don't really consider him to have done any of the damn work. He doesn't deserve any of it.
Okay, let's go on here. The first guy that gets the award of the intellectual property laws gets to partially control the property of others and deprive them of their ability to use knowledge that they acquired without resorting to violence nor fraud. Violence is now threatened to be used against people who never broke any contractual agreement nor initiated violence or fraud themselves. The only legitimate intellectual property is the idea, as it's stored in the brain of the inventor, writer, artist, discoverer, but certainly not the same idea as it's stored in the brain of others, unless they contractually oblige themselves to not use it in the first place. This idea may then be applied by any other person, using one's own physical property in order to create useful objects or to create one's happiness in any other way, so long as it doesn't involve the removal of said idea from the brain of anyone else. That's all that intellectual property is.
No, that's all that a patent covers. Now, let's look. You're talking about copyrights. You're talking about trademarks. There's all kinds of stuff. You're acting like, whoo, this is intellectual property. No, the hell it's not. That's not even close to what intellectual property is. Intellectual property is a much larger issue. If a man writes a book, you reprint his book, you put that book all over the place to make money on his idea, you don't feel that you owe that guy something? If I've got a logo of my company that I've invested all kinds of money behind, you don't think that I own that? Please. It's not just the idea that a guy has in his head that he gets to keep secret for as long as he likes. Well, if he tells somebody, then it's not a secret anymore. No, that's not intellectual property. Wrong.
800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. What is intellectual property? What's the worst thing about listening to the radio?
the commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Moments remain. You can still take control of the show. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just go get it online for free. Right there on the front page of the website. FreeTalkLive.com. We go back for months, all of it on the house. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. Oh, and don't forget to amp the show while you're at it. If you like the fact that we give away everything on our website, well, you could show your appreciation on a voluntary basis by going to amp.freetalklive.com and ponying up $3 a month. That's all we ask. And what do we do with the money? Well, we turn it over and we advertise the show. We promote Free Talk Live. We get on more radio stations. And it's working, by the way. Your amp dollars are really helping us out. I mean, we're getting on more stations faster. We're getting on more internet connections, more internet listeners, all a result of you. $3 a month, amp.freetalklive.com. There are some perks. You get access to some classic archives. You get access to the amplifiers-only forum on the bulletin board system. Not to mention long-term, we've got some serious goals for this program. We're going to reduce the commercial time on the show by 25% when we reach our goal. Amp.freetalklive.com.
Now, about classic archives, every $25 of amp we get, we release another archive.
That's right.
Fresh. How many have we released?
I don't know. We started doing it at 750, and we're over 1,025 now.
So there's a bunch of archives out there to be gotten.
Well, we only do six at a time. So as a new one comes on, I cycle out an old one. That way you have an incentive to stay on, you know, with the AMP program to keep getting the archives. All right. So Chris emails us. Young Chris. This is the guy that was 12 years old the last time we got an email from him.
Like that kid.
Subject. And this is something a lot of 12-year-olds think about: running away. Says,
On one show, you guys said you thought someone was an adult if they didn't live at home. So what would happen if a kid ran away? Would the police bring him back? By the way, the parents are mistreating him anyways. I guess he's referring to a friend of his that is possibly considering running away from home.
Well, in the real world, the police will make some small attempt.
Yeah.
Like, if the police happen to see you and realize that you are homeless and, you know, manage to get you to talk to you and corner you, and you say, yes, I am, in fact, a runaway, and you don't have a better story than that,
yes,
then they will pick you up and they will take you home.
Presuming you tell them where you live.
Presuming you're right.
See, I was under the impression they just walked outside and said, Johnny! Oh, sorry, man. We did all we could.
I don't think they'll do that. I really don't.
They'd probably walk outside and say, I'm sorry, what was his name again?
they won't do much of anything to get
And by the way, we clarified our position. At least I think we clarified our position on this as far as when you're an adult. At least in my mind, you're an adult when you are capable of taking care of yourself, when you show effort that you want to take care of yourself. In this society, it pretty much means you leave the house. But as you pointed out, Manwich, in Europe, people don't necessarily leave the house, even though they can take care of themselves. They mm-hmm. might continue to live with their parents for whatever, you know, that's their traditional thing that yeah. they do there. So if you are taking care of yourself, then I think that you are an adult. You know, if you're, although I believe that you really should leave your parents' house.
Well, in America, that I don't know. I don't see any good reason to leave your parents' house. I really don't. Why?
Well, I guess if
you
really
don't particularly
like
living in your parents'
maybe that's what it is.
That's really what it is. I loved living with my mom. She took good care of me.
I don't like the rules. That's what it is. I like having my own property so I can set my own rules. If you're living at your parents' house, then you have to live by their rules.
You do, but I mean, some people have lesser rules than others. I don't know what the rules were like at the at Ian's house, but I didn't have any.
Nice deal. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So you probably shouldn't run away unless you're ready to feed yourself and take care of yourself. And
very tough road to hoe.
Yeah, it's not easy, especially at 12. So just be patient.
Stinks save, going back, too.
Be patient, get a job, save your money, then leave when the time's right. Or coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You don't love me at